Today, we'd like to study the title of the kingdom parables in Luke chapter 13, verses 18 to 35. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verses 19 and 21, the kingdom of God like a mustard seed and the leaven. What do they mean? What do they mean? Question 2, in verse 27, but he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. What is the bottom line of Jesus' teaching? Last question 3, in verse 33, nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. What does it mean? The kingdom of God means the kingdom governed by God, extending to the earth from the heaven where God sits. Even on the earth, when God governs our life, here is the kingdom of God. Like in the Lord's Prayer, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Only children of God belong to the kingdom of God. To enter the kingdom of God means to be saved. Verse 18, then Jesus said, what is the kingdom God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed. So kingdom of God is compared to a mustard seed. Mustard growing into a herb, not a tree, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a large tree. Here we can see abnormal growth. It grew and the birds of the air nested in its branches. So the birds are symbols of evil, or a symbol of the wicked. Matthew chapter 13, verse 4 and 19. As he sowed, the farmer sowed some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Jesus interpreted that parable, verse 19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked indicating the bird, one wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. So the bird is a symbol of the wicked one. So the bird is a symbol of evil. So therefore, a local church, a representative of the kingdom of God, contains a lot of birds or a lot of evil, such as today homosexual minister. The Bible is not as God's word, or not Jesus' birth of Virgin Mary, or not only way of Christ for salvation. So, a local church is not much different from any other social clubs. Also, verse 20, and again Jesus said, to what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven. Leaven is yeast, as an agent to rise the bread by fermentation. So, Jesus said, leaven, a symbol of hypocrisy. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, Jesus began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is a hypocrisy. So here also, leaven is a symbol of evil. So a church, a representative of the kingdom of God, contains a lot of evil too, as we said, such as capitalism, materialism, racism through the church history. So we see overweight spiritual works based upon the Bible. That's the first interpretation. That's the minority view, biblical scholars. But the other majority view of biblical scholars, this is means a church as a representative of the kingdom of God influences the world, ultimately altogether establish the kingdom of God on the earth. That is in reference of Ezekiel chapter 17 verses 22 and 23. So each local church influences the earth from not contamination within evil. So local church altogether establishes the kingdom of God on the earth ultimately, such as the millennial kingdom. Ezekiel chapter 17 verse 22 and 23 says, "Thus says the Lord God, I will take also one of the highest branches of the high cedar and set it up. I will crop off from the topmost of its young twigs as a tender one." The God said, God, you know, cut off the high twig of a cedar tree, cut it off, will plant it on a high and prominent mountain. So God plants a piece of its tender twig on the high mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, and it will bring forth boughs. Boughs is large branches, and bear fruit, and be a majestic cedar. So big cedar tree. Under it, big cedar tree, will dwell birds of every sort. So every people in the shadow of its branches, they will dwell. So here is Jesus' parable, like a mustard seed and like a leaven, is a church as a representative of the kingdom of God influence into earth. So a law, so ultimately establishing the kingdom of God. Then, so you may choose either way. So I prefer to minority interpretation, you know, first interpretation personally. So verse 22, and God went through the cities, Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Jesus here intentionally journeyed to Jerusalem for death on the cross for us and resurrection. Luke chapter 9 verse 51 also indicates that Jesus steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Then verse 23, then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? So this is one raised the question, salvation or to enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus said to them, 24, strive to enter through the narrow gate or straight gate, not the broad way, not in any other name than Jesus. Book of Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Also, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, enter by the narrow gate or straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life or leads to eternal life, and there are few who find it. Then I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house or the Lord has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside, which meaning you doesn't enter the kingdom of God, and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence. That means we participate in communion service. Communion service, the memorial service of Jesus that's on the cross. And you taught in our street. So which means we heard your word, but we don't do it. Rather than we do evil, we disobey the word. Then, but Jesus will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from, depart from me, all your workers of iniquity, or all your workers of sin. So, hearing his word toward the face, to be naturally proved up by works. James chapter 1, verse 22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. In the same token, Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, 23, the same way. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, or shall not be saved. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, here he who does. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Which meaning we prophesied your name, we deliver your word, and cast out demons in your name. We cast out demons in Jesus' name too, and done many wonders in your name, many miraculous healing. The works of spiritual gift too. And then I will declare to them, but Jesus will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. You who practice lawlessness, which meaning they did not practice the word of God, but they live by lawlessness or by sin. So your works, your life must prove out your faith, which is true. Verse 28, there will be weeping and gnashing teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. Here you, many Jews who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So yourselves thrust out, or yourselves are excluded. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south. So all the Gentiles from everywhere so come into the kingdom of God by the righteousness of faith. Romans chapter 9, verses 30 up to 33. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness by human works have attained to righteousness. How? Even the righteousness of faith. So by faith, he considers righteous. But Israel, pursuing the laws of righteousness by human works, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. What's here? Human works or flesh works of the law. For they stumble at that stumbling stone. So Jesus Christ himself, as it is written, behold, look, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, which is Jesus Christ, and rock of offense. And whoever believes on him, believes on Jesus will not be put to shame or will be saved. So here, then, and sit down in the kingdom of God. Now, verse 30, and indeed they are last who will be first, and they are first who will be last. Like the Jewish, you know, will not be saved, although first he knew God, but not saved. Like us, Gentiles. So we knew Jesus Christ rather than Jews, but we are saved. On that very day, some Pharisees came saying to him, get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you. So Herod killed John the Baptist, but Herod's threats to kill Jesus cannot deter Jesus' mission to be crucified in Jerusalem. So Jesus said to them, go tell that fox, indicating Herod, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and third day I shall be perfect. Jesus fully obeys God the Father's commandments. That's why Jesus casts out demons, performs cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Jesus' resurrection after the death is perfected. John chapter 19, verse 30, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit on the cross. Cross Jesus' last word, it is finished. His mission is finished, then perfected upon his resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17, and if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sin. So upon resurrection, after Jesus' death, so it is perfected. So verse 33, nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, the third day. So here, Jesus, the third day, he was resurrected. For it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. So Jesus must obey God the Father's mission, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. Here, a prophet, indicating a prophet like Moses. So that is Messiah. So Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 says, the Lord your God, Moses said, will raise up for you a prophet like me, like Moses, from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear. So the Jewish shall hear the Messiah's saying. Also the Messiah, a prophet, shall die or should perish in Jerusalem, not outside of Jerusalem. We know there are a lot of prophets in northern Israel, so probably were dead in northern Israel, not in southern Israel, called it Judah. Its capital city was Jerusalem. So here, Daniel chapter 9, verse 25-26, Messiah shall die in Jerusalem. Here, they said, now know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem by Persian king until Messiah the prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, or Messiah shall be killed, or shall be perished, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city of Jerusalem and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood, and till the end of the world, destinies are determined. So as the prophet prophesied, Messiah shall be dead in Jerusalem. Then is verse 34, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I want to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. Here, Jesus' compassion, or Jesus' faithful love, but not forever love. But here is the last opportunity to Jewish people, Jerusalem. But you are not willing. God would never violate the human free will. So, but the majority of Jews, you know, did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, always a problem to us, not to God. Here, behold, look, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, here indicates salvation, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, your sins, have separated you from your God. So always a problem to human being, not to God. So verse 35c, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.